We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everyone. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving. How's everyone doing?
Fantastic.
I'll tell you exactly how I am. I'm doing great.
Well, that's fantastic. Bruno, how about you?
Lighter in the pockets, but bigger in the belly after yesterday. So.
Drew, how you doing?
Awesome.
Awesome. All right, RK, we already heard from you. Let's get going. Ryan asked for an efficient show today, so I got to tell you guys about WGT Golf. We will be hosting the Candid Yam Classic.
No, what?
What are you?
Unbelievable. Are you, Candid Yams?
I don't know. Candied. What is it?
Candied. They're made like candy. A candied yam would be.
I've never had a yam before.
That'd be like if we took a picture of a yam enjoying time with his friends that he wasn't expecting.
The candied yams is what the girls post as thirst traps on Instagram.
That is a candied yam.
Damn, that girl's got some candid yams, yo.
I hate all of you.
Arguably better than candied yams.
It's a Thanksgiving themed tournament on WGT Golf. I've never had a yam before. Sorry, I don't know what it is or what it even looks like.
Have you had candy before?
Yeah, but I didn't know yam could be candy. Have you ever had a
candid apple?
Anyways, this is already off the rails instead of efficient like Ryan asked, and it's mostly Ryan's fault. All you have to do to play in this Thanksgiving-themed tournament is join the DNVR for a country club if you haven't played already, and then you enter closest to the hole challenge. You submit your screenshot on our pinned Twitter thread, or you can email info@thedmvr.com. And once you've entered, we will choose a random winner. That's right. It's random. You do not have to win the tournament. You just have to play. And each week, a winner will get to pick out a DMVR shirt of their choice, a mask, and we'll ship it to you. We host a new course every week leading up to Christmas, and winners are picked every Monday. You've got nothing to lose, so don't forget to join DNVR for Country Club and download WGT today, and then play in our Thanksgiving tournament, because I'm not going to say it again, because all of you are just sitting there waiting to laugh. I think Ryan's actually frozen, just smirking. Yep, he is gone.
Ryan and I achieved smug overload. That was too much for us to handle.
Enter your screenshot on DNVR_sports or info@thedmvr.com, and you're in. Good luck. I don't know if I want to let Ryan back in.
I was going to say, he's back, but are you going to let him in is the question. You still got that. There it is.
For some reason, when I disconnected, I disconnected from everyone except for Eric. Yeah. So everyone else was just like little circles, but I could just see Eric laughing, and it was amazing.
Yeah. You and I would say this because you and I are connected.
We are.
We have a deep connection, and it's through our smug interpretations of.
Are you guys having a candid yam right now?
We're just yamming it up candidly.
This is what RK meant by efficient, right?
Out 3-2 on Charlotte.
Jokic gets it across the timeline, gets a high pick and pop with Murray.
Lindsay breaking through,
taken away by Nathan MacKinnon. 2-on-2 Atlanta's got it.
He has done it again. Vaughn Miller, ladies.
ladies and gentlemen. Dom, two hands, Nikola Jokic. Save me by Grubauer with the left pad. Oh, goodness gracious me. Take a good look. You won't see it for long. Two-run home run, Trevor Story. Lock, end zone, touchdown. Number two for Sutton. Got it, oh man! That's from way downtown! And the blue arrow is flying at Pepsi Center. Score! It's too good to be true! But believe it! All hail Kale!
Welcome into the Denver Sports Podcast presented by Breckenridge Brewery. Oh, there you go, Drew. Drew is double fisting right now. A strawberry sky and
hot peak. That's an RK special.
Oh. Doing the RK special live for the people once again as I first experienced it. Yes. Here we go.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Almost got that all over myself.
Look at that. Another satisfied customer. Look at him.
Oh, beautiful. Nothing like an RK special.
Beautiful thing.
Eric, which one are you drinking? Strawberry Sky.
Strawberry Sky.
Yum. I just had leftovers, Thanksgiving leftovers. I'm a little full. I'm a little full for a beer right now. But if I were to drink any beer, it would be the Strawberry Sky or the Palisade Wheat. Those two are so, so good. Ooh.
Good
Bronco
idea.
Tiz, that is a very good idea. Need to do a Breck Brew draft. Oh, I call it Nuggets, Avs, Rockies. No, that's a TDSP topic.
Yeah, we gotta do that on this show.
And then after all of that, we should do a draft of drafts.
Yeah,
to
what
see
was
which
the top draft?
Draft was the best.
I think I know what the number one pick is going to be. States. That was a good draft.
Animals.
I didn't like that one. But
animals. Are you kidding me?
All right. It, of course, is the Friday
after. Of course
after...
you'd be terrible at drafting your own drafts.
It is the Friday after Thanksgiving, and so we're going to talk about thankfulness. And the main topic for today is what part of sports are you most thankful for? So, Ryan, I'm going to start with you. Hopefully you don't go too off the rails with this one, but we'll throw the baton to you. What part of sports are you most thankful for?
First and foremost, I'm thankful for the candied yams. can't live without them. But honestly, the thing in sports that I'm most thankful for is Folsom Field. It is the perfect venue for sports. I believe that wholeheartedly. And to be more serious about it, like I truly feel like I grew up at Folsom Field. Like I can trace back just like all, like most of my memories in life are tied to some sort of experience at Folsom Field. Everything from, you know, learning about betting on sports all the way to most
all
of
lessons.
Yes, most of Allie and I's early relationship is traced back to games at Folsom Field. So I really feel like it's like a constant motif throughout my entire life. And I honestly think I'm probably going to cry the next time I actually get to go in there because of how hard it's been to have it taken away for a fall. So I feel like I've never taken a moment at Folsom Field for granted, but I appreciate it on an extra special level this year. So I miss it, and I can't wait to get back.
Ryan, for the listeners who don't know, how many straight games have you been at Folsom Field?
Well, besides the ones that don't count this year, it's like 120, right in the 120 range.
Since third grade, Ryan has not missed a home game at Folsom Field.
You say they only play like 7 a year or whatever it is you football people do. So,
since third grade, pretty crazy. I asked him like, "What are you going to do if someone gets married on a Saturday and there's a game?" Ryan said, "If they're getting married on a Saturday where they're playing at Folsom, clearly they're not my friends, and I am not going." I was like, "Oh wow, okay."
Anyone who is important enough to me that I need to be at their wedding would know not to schedule a game during a home game at Folsom Field, or just during a Buffs game, period. I don't even care if it's home or away.
Oh, there you go. Actually, Rudo, Ryan watched a full 3-hour gay Avs game during a wedding.
Oh, that's the way to do it, right? You put your phone up like you're taking pictures. Nah, there's a game on that phone. for sure. Every single time.
It was actually in a church, and I said it kind of where, well, you know that little like place where the Bibles go?
Yeah, perfect. Exactly.
It perfectly propped up my phone so I could watch an entire Avs playoff game during a wedding.
To Ryan's defense, it was a three-hour ceremony in a Catholic church, so that's a lot.
Weddings don't need to be
there. And I was in the back row, so no one could be behind me, so they couldn't see what I was doing.
I feel like
man with a plan.
I feel like God was able to see what you were doing.
Well, he must have taken out on me by making the Avs lose that day.
I was gonna say, I was just gonna.
That's
ask
the karma.
The game goes, then you'll know. Bummer.
Eric, what part of sports are you most thankful for?
I am most thankful for, I mean, much in the same vein as what Ryan was just saying. Like, I'm thankful for the connections you make with sports, like where you're able to come together with a huge number of people and you're able to become part of a singular organism where you're willing on the action in front of you and you can like just slap fives with people you've never met before. And you can find common ground with people that otherwise you would have absolutely nothing to relate to on. And that's like the most beautiful thing about sports is that it appeals to almost all of our human brains in different spots. And so regardless of like why you're there, like you can ultimately find the equilibrium between you and a stranger just by, you can just be like, yeah, and then that's all it takes. And you slap a five and you made a friend for life. And that literally happens nowhere else in society. There's no other place that you can go up and scream in a stranger's face and not only get a positive response, but become friends shortly thereafter. So like that for me is I spent a lot of time in my head, unfortunately, and you guys, because you gave me access to the Slack channel, also spend time in my head. So for me, it's like I love turning my brain off and just like going like full Cro-Magnon every time that I watch some sort of like sporting event and just like, you know, like yelling loudly what I want to happen and then yelling even louder if the thing I don't want to have happen happens. And like, what could be better? Sports, baby.
I totally agree. Someone tweeted, I don't remember who, but like a few months ago, like, I don't understand the purpose of sports. Like, who cares that they're gone? I think it was when the pandemic started. And sports is just like a way, it's just a community. And I remember responding back to that person being like, come on, some of my closest friends, you guys, like, so many, I've met so many people through sports and had so many incredible experiences that it's so hard for anyone to not be thankful for that. Even if it's not your favorite team, like watching World Series games, watching the Super Bowl, like you have so many memories that revolve around sports. And then I think one of my favorite parts is even what we do at DNVR there with our watch party. There's so many people who come to the bar by themselves just wanting to watch the game and then become best friends with people and then plan out every game that they're going to go watch together. And that's something that you don't really find, especially nowadays. And I mean, then you see all your friends that you make over social media talking about sports, and it's just one of a kind.
It's so true. Like somebody at one point in time, like put it to me in a way that like stuck with me for the rest of my life. And they were like, if I was to tell you that sports were the most important or the least important thing on earth, both of those arguments are absolutely correct. And it's because like, if you want for them to mean something, they absolutely do. And if you want to look at them like critically, like, I mean, there's nothing worse than the guy that's like, oh, your millionaires are better than my millionaires at putting the ball in the blah, blah, blah. And you're like, you don't get it, man. Like, sports are the truth. Like, the thing about sports is that, like, what happens is undeniably the truth. Like, the ball either went in or it didn't go in. And you spend all offseason talking about, like, the theory of sports and the philosophy of sports. But, like, at a certain point in time, like, if the ball doesn't go through the hole, like, it was wrong. Your theory was wrong. So it's like philosophy with a right answer at the end of the day.
I also think it's one of the only things really that you can like go and experience and like be with 40,000 other people and like get those goosebump moments, those overwhelming feelings with everyone screaming at the same time.
Totally.
Like it's, you don't get that very many other places besides concerts and and a few other places, but that experience is just so it's ingrained in your brain after you experience it. You crave that high. Like you crave being in the Pepsi Center when Cale Makar scores his first goal. Ball Arena. and you're just like, oh my God, this is incredible.
Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day. Like all of my friendships that I have that can't be tied to school are tied to sports. And especially since like I've left college, all of the new relationships I've made and friendships like have all come from sports in one way or the other. And that doesn't mean everyone has to do it that way, but you know, for me, that's kind of the thing that, you know, connects me with people, and it's really special in that way.
Go ahead, Allie.
We've got Patience in here saying, "I'm most thankful for DNVR. We are so thankful for you. So thankful you, for Patience. All of our listeners, viewers. We wouldn't be here without you." So I just had to give a quick shout out to them, as Drew has both his Hot Peak and Strawberry Sky.
Little RK special. I was thinking about, you know, what Eric was saying. And, you know, there's that proverbial example of like if the aliens came down and were just observing our planet right now, right? And it's like if you just saw the reaction of people watching sports live again in the before times, back when people were allowed to do that, where you're just like, how many people watched the Super Bowl? You know, oh, this must decide, and how many people voted? Oh, okay, so who wins the Super Bowl must decide who runs your country, right? That must be that's the conclusion the aliens would come to. Or how many people watched the World Cup? This must decide, you know, who's the president of your planet. And we're like, no, this is just the thing that every 4 years, literally like a billion people pour their heart and soul every day of that moment in time into. And the aliens would be like, and so what do you get at the end of that? You're like, a little gold thing.
A little gold thing.
And they hold it up. In the KBO, you get a big giant sword.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, oh, they're like, oh, cool, you're going to keep it? You're like, no. I mean, no. It's like it goes back. You get a replica one. Is that?
Yeah.
You get to accomplish this thing that you try so hard. These athletes try their entire lives to do. And then after you do, what do you do? You fight for it again. You start over from the very beginning.
Yeah, you get it for one day. Good job.
And you're going to like drink something out of it wash a baby inside of it. And you're going to move on.
But it really is. I think everyone here that I've spoken to can connect sports with family and just growing up watching with your dad. For me, it's my dad and my brothers. That's how I got into it. We would watch the Eagles every Sunday. Eric, you've told me about your mom loving watching Rockies games. Ryan, your grandpa, but your grandma and your mom also. Like, there's such a tie with sports around so many things. Rudo, what part of sports are you most thankful for?
I have two. One is DNVR as well. If not for you guys, I'd be washing dishes somewhere, shouting into the void about the Avs, no doubt. But that being said,
we could use a little dishes help at down at the park.
I was answering phones the other day.
You can do both
of
those things.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm experienced. I have a lot of experience in that field. Cool. So, but number two for me is the Stanley Cup playoffs. Hockey is significantly smaller than the other big four, and at times it does feel like we're a little bit in our own little corner of the world, but with the playoffs, it's one of those things that's just so special in sports, and everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people consider the Stanley Cup the hardest trophy to win as far as the playoffs are concerned. And it's awesome to see that respect between all sports fandoms of every sport, of going like truly understanding how difficult sports are to play at the highest level. Like, these athletes do things that normal people would find near impossible. Yeah. So I think that's super awesome that you can, like Eric was talking about, where you can have these amazing moments. Everyone was talking about it, really, with fans in the same arena at the same game. At the same time, you can understand that across all sports fan bases.
Definitely. And also just watching that, I mean, the players literally work, like we were talking about with the aliens, work their whole lives to just try and get that one trophy, to try and be in the league, to win it all. And then, like, then it doesn't matter what sports team you're in. There's certain players that you just have so much respect for that you're just like Alex Ovechkin, like Ray Bourque. Like, yep. you just are so happy for them for finally making
doing the
it.
Thing. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. You're also happy for yourself because you finally did it too, even though you didn't do anything, but you did it too.
You wore the lucky shirt every day, and that's how you contributed.
Your faith was rewarded. There's something to that where you're like, I made the right choice. I understand the way of the world. The whole matrix has been laid out in front of me, and I can navigate it at my leisure because I understand.
And of course, there's so many other things in the world. We're going to move on from that one. There's so many other things in the world that you're thankful for, your health, family, friends. We talked about that on our Instagram yesterday. So we're talking sports, obviously, because the main premise of this podcast is sports and everything we do at DNVR. But I just want to make sure everyone is aware. We don't think like there's other important things in life, of course. We all know that. But
I disagree, but you can speak for yourself on that.
I said other important, not more important. I just said other. You can have many things in that top category. But okay, Drew, what part of sports is your favorite?
So that you're most thankful for? I kind of have two as well, which I feel like are just sort of derivative of things that other people have said. So maybe if I just put a twist on them, people can pretend like this is a unique take. But this is sort of based, kind of like what Rudo was saying with like the playoffs and everything. For me, one of the things I've always loved about sports that I think it's overlooked a lot of times that we've been able to kind of hone in on now in this year where there's been no fans or whatever, is just the extraordinary talent of individual athleticism beyond the scope of like, hey, you won the game or whatever. But those moments where somebody does a thing in the entire sports world, whether you're into that sport or not, turns around and goes like, I'm sure there have been more recently. The one that just popped in my head for whatever reason was from a couple of years ago. But you remember when OBJ made that one catch. Mm-hmm. And if you weren't a football fan, it didn't matter. I was sitting in a sports bar somewhere when they first showed that highlight. And you could feel everybody in the bar go, what in the world? How did a human being possibly do that? And those moments are that's what I live for in sports. Maybe that comes from, you know, being a Rockies person who hasn't experienced a whole lot of winning. I live for those little moments. But I really do think, like, I remember, and Ali was making the point about like people who aren't into sports. I remember having his best friend who had a girlfriend who just hated sports. She just couldn't stand them. And I remember trying to explain to her like my romanticism toward that element of it, of like what human beings can do. At the end of the day, sports are just a set of rules that force you to achieve the absolute most that you can, to push you as an individual to get stronger, faster, jump higher, do the thing better than the other guy at the moment where he's throwing 102 mile an hour fastball and you've got to meet it there. And it's just those moments to me really are like special moments in humanity. And again, that gets back to like people will like roll their eyes at like, what do you mean? Back to Eric's point of like, are sports important? Are they not important? To me, at the end of the day, who wins and loses isn't that important, though it has to matter to everyone who's participating for any of this other stuff to happen, because it's what drives them to do the thing. It's why they fight for that extra yard or that extra inch or whatever it is and do the ultimate thing. So it has to matter. But when they do the great thing and we can all stand up and just say we're witnessing the whole LeBron thing, right? We're a witness to greatness. We really are. Right?
I think it's a really good point, and to kind of tie it into Eric's point of like cheering alongside other people, when you see some of these things, it doesn't matter what team you're on. Usain Bolt, no one cares that he was for Jamaica cares, but no one was like, darn, Jamaica won. Everyone was like, Usain Bolt just ran 100 meters in 9.5 seconds. That's impossible. Like,
that was for humans.
Team human beings.
A perfect example of that is the very last sporting event that we went to. Ali and I went to the Nuggets Bucks game. It was the last game at the Pepsi Center, now Ball Arena. And Jamal Murray had that dunk. Yep. And that was like one of the most electric.
That dunk that was not counted.
does not matter. Because it happened, and like we were sitting next to near these Bucks fans who were super annoying. And I like turned around to like, you know, talk my shit, and they were just like, damn, that was dope. And like, doing this, that, you know, it was like, all right, well, I can't say anything now, but you know, it was like one of those moments which is like, there's nothing, like, even they were just like laughing. The craziest part is that the arena was so electrified that no one knew that that was called an offensive foul for like 3 minutes afterwards.
Yeah, especially because they kept playing the dunk over and over and over again. Yeah. So everyone was like, oh! And then it was like, wait, what's happening?
I was like, where are the points from that?
That dunk was like particularly like ill-intentioned. It was like,
yes.
It was so great.
Oh, so good.
This also ties into already everything we've talked about. But I also love that you can go to another country or you could go to another state and just see someone wearing a Bronco shirt or a Buff shirt or a Rocky shirt and just know you have a connection. They may not even speak English. I mean, the amount of people that we've met through DNVR all around the world, all around the globe is crazy. We might not have so many things in common with someone in Serbia, but we do have the Nuggets in common, you know? And I think that's just so crazy how connected we can all be throughout the entire globe with something like sports.
Yeah, it's a universal human language.
Speaking of merch and Nuggets gear, It's Black Friday, and the DNVR locker is having some insane deal, guys. But people who might be listening to the podcast version of this, not on Friday, Cyber Weekend, Cyber Monday, we've got it all for you. So definitely check out dnvrlocker.com. The store is up to 80% off. You can get certain shirts for $6. You could get this amazing hoodie that I'm wearing on a discount. And let me tell you, it is so, so comfy. I highly recommend it. I told someone I would be living in it, and I really have for the last 3 days. So don't forget to check that out. But we're also having a sale on memberships. If you buy an annual membership for $59.99, you get a $60 gift card to the DNVR locker.
It sounds like a free membership to me.
Like a free membership. Like, that's insane. This is always our biggest sale of the year, so don't miss out, because I don't think we'll have something like this anytime soon.
That's a promise.
Honestly, this deal has been so good. I don't know if we'll ever be able to do something like this again.
Exactly. And when Ryan and Brandon and so many people have tweeted out, like, no, go get your stuff now. No, but, like, actually, because we are out of stock on a lot of things already.
We've already hit sales records for this day for all time already. And there's still quite a bit of time left in the day. And people are just like, well, I mean, sorry, Drew, there's a lot of Rockies shirts that are on sale at a deep discount.
But look, man,
you should go ahead and get you some.
Support your
or you can get the awesome shirt that Drew is wearing, where you have all of your teams represented. Nolan Arenado, the shirt Rudo is wearing. But look, tying it back to what we were talking about earlier, connecting throughout the world. Look, we have some commenters here saying hello, greetings from Argentina. Amazing. Just ordered some shirts from Germany. Compazzo. Let's go.
We love, like, Compazzo.
You guys are incredible. You guys are
real
incredible.
Quick, just,
and we're just
again,
so thankful
to illustrate that, you know, we aren't BSing. You see that there? That's a notification. It also says 99 more notifications. Those are all the same. That's just since we've been sitting here.
So, again, don't miss out on this offer. Up to 80% off on dnvrlocker.com. Memberships are also on sale. If you already have a membership, get your friend a membership. Get them the annual membership, then you keep the gift cards. Yeah. Like, it's a win-win. You could do a bunch of little things to benefit yourself and then your friends and family. So definitely check it out. Someone's asking, Scott Carpenter here, is there going to be more Black Rainbow Skylines?
For sure. Yeah, I know we just put in a new order. It looks like we blew through them. We put in the camo hoodie order, and we had to up it now two separate times. So I think we probably are going to be going back to the well with a few of these, like, better selling.
Yeah, and I saw a few people tweet at you, Eric, saying, oh, Australia is really hot right now, so it's summer for them, so they're not going to be purchasing hoodies anytime soon, but if we're going to keep these around.
Get in there.
TFB, I don't know what that means.
Too effing bad.
Like, is that like soon? What does that mean?
You order clothes for the
Anyways, Eric, stop trying to act cool. You responded for sure. We're definitely going to have these. Hold on, did I, on the podcast, TFB, but then to the person, you're like, actually, no, we will have a bunch in stock.
Did I come off, hold on, did I come off as cool? That was amazing. No. I'm going to write that.
You came off as trying to act.
I'm sorry. Pretty big distinction. Pretty big distinction.
Real quick, though, like when these things happen, when these like sales happen or these big days happen, I get so excited to just like see more of these shirts and more of our stuff like just around Denver. Like that's something that will never get old to me, just like being on Colfax and seeing someone wearing one of our shirts, and I'm just like, yes, like that is so dope. You go into a stadium, like it's impossible. Like the first couple times we went into stadiums after we released merch, like we would literally message everyone like, just saw Philip Lindsay. Yeah, now it's like you can't go to the bathroom without seeing someone in it, and it's like the coolest thing ever. So thank you everyone.
We are thankful for you guys. But you know what? We're also thankful, for making money. Oh, he's thankful for you. We learned that on the Instagram.
That's true, yeah. Yep.
Eric made all my shirts, so.
It's true. Yeah. I've made all of a lot of my friends' shirts. It's like a weird dynamic. Especially because if you were to go in a line of like all of the people we know, and you were to pick out the one that would make all of the choices for the way that we all looked, like, I don't know that I would be in the top, you'd probably pick Allie.
See, we've got patients here saying, I don't go a day without wearing my DMVR gear. Same. Hell, I feel like that's the way we all are. But okay, before Eric rudely interrupted me from a very smooth transition, we are also thankful for making money, and DraftKings allows you to make money. Ryan, you guys already recorded a DMVR Bets Daily for this weekend, talked about some of your winnings last night. So definitely go check that out. But what is one lock that you have to give to the people on DraftKings Sportsbook right now?
Well, as everyone that listens to DMVR Bets Daily knows, it is tradition for me to say, stay away from my Buffs. That's what I always say, because every time I said that so far, they win. But sometimes when I say stay away from my Buffs, I mean, like, you know, stay away from my Buffs, because the Buffs are only 3-point favorites to San Diego State. And I think they're better than that, but definitely stay away.
Yes. Okay. Do you have any other lock people should actually listen to?
Well, they should listen to that one, by staying away from my Buffs. But, let's see, what else do we have here?
What about this Taysom Hill to score a touchdown prop lock every week when he starts?
Oh yeah. What do we got that at there, Eric?
Well, it's not up yet, but as soon as it's available, like, you got to hammer that thing, baby.
Yeah, you'd be fading the Broncos a little bit this week, but
yeah. Well, I mean, like, you know, I'm not. You can think that the Broncos won't shut out the Saints and still come away victorious, and think that Taysom Hill will score a touchdown.
One of my favorite things about DraftKings Sportsbook is that you just can make free money. Like, honestly, like yesterday, you had to place a bet. I think my bet that I placed, my first bet that I won.
Easiest win ever.
And listen to this. You got $25 if either the Cowboys or the Washington football team scored, and you got $25 free. So, you know, you love that. It's just free money.
Considering it was two NFC East teams, I was a little worried about it hitting, but it did come through in the end.
Okay. Well, you can download the top-rated Sportsbook app now and use that code DNVR when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's another great promo that they do. That's right. New customers can bet this Sunday risk-free up to $100 when you use the promo code DNVR during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Must be physically located in Colorado. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for detail. And, of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, guys. We talked about what's the most thing we're thankful for. I'm going to switch it up a little. What's something you are not thankful for when it comes to your individual sports team? When it comes to your individual team or sport. So, Rudo, we'll start with you. What's one thing you are not thankful for in the NHL?
This is something I'm not thankful for, particularly in the NHL, but it's been a bit of a thing for all Colorado sports recently. Call your timeouts.
That's true.
Use them.
Not thankful for leftover timeouts.
Yeah.
You're thankful for leftovers, but not leftover timeouts.
Right. You got to eat the leftovers eventually. You got to use them. So
very specific, but unanimous agreement.
I'm tired of walking away from hockey games where Jared Bednar has his timeout in his back pocket. It's just
especially when there's like a goal and you can tell the team is rattled, and why not take that timeout to just kind of regroup and make sure that they have control of the game. Before they just let it get out of hand, you can feel the momentum shift,
and they just try to ride out and it ride it out, and it just doesn't work a lot of the time. It's rough.
Well, we obviously, as you guys heard, Ryan, we see that a lot with the Broncos.
Yeah, I guess when it comes to the Broncos, I am not thankful for Patrick Mahomes. who is going to make their lives very not fun for a long time.
I think everyone in Broncos country would agree with you.
Yes.
We have someone in the comments here saying, if only timeouts were good for the next week when left over as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know about for the next week. I would get those leftovers taken care of in the next few days.
Yeah. Dunk them in gravy.
All right, Eric, what are you least thankful for when it comes to the NBA and the Nuggets?
What I'm least thankful, this is a two-prong answer. Prong one, what I'm least thankful for in the NBA is the way that the NBA markets itself, where it is so hyper-focused on the stars of the league and making sure that LeBron James himself personally leads a life that is 10 million times better than mine. Instead of just normal, like 9 million times better. Like, we have to make sure that LeBron James is comfortable at every turn, that he has every single teammate that he wants, and we can bend the rules to make sure that he gets another title. And then we have to spend every waking hour of nationally televised news talking about him and what he's thinking. I'm not thankful for that. I don't like LeBron James anymore. I don't want to deal with it. And prong two of my not thankful is the local coverage of the Denver Nuggets here in Denver, Colorado, where for some reason the overall thinking and the overall attitude towards the Nuggets is not only dismissive, it's like downright like combative. It's like people for some reason I don't really know what the story is and why it is this way, but people are like, if the Nuggets do something at all, like it's the way that it is presented to the community at large, as though it's like they didn't do the right thing. They did the wrong thing, even though it was a good thing, and their team continues to get better each and every year. Like, I've still not seen a single positive headline from a few particular members of the Denver media. I don't get it. Like, I don't know if there's like a personal vendetta involved, but the Nuggets are a great basketball team. I don't know that you would know it unless you were already involved in DNVR, or if you if you've blocked me, that would probably help your Nuggets fandom. But not thankful for that. I would like to see a switch up in attitude towards the Denver Nuggets from you specifically, Drew Kreisman.
Hey, I'm in. I came back. And then it was like, what was it? The day after I had been like, I felt so good. I think they had like beaten the Clips, or maybe it was even like maybe they were out, but it had been a couple of days and I was just feeling great about the run anyway. And I'd taken in so much of it. I loved it. And then the Nuggets put out that thing about who's your favorite Nugget of all time. And they left Carmelo Anthony off of it, and it caused a whole stir. And I said, like, hey, I kind of like Carmelo. And then I got 30 people in my mentions reminding me that I'm not a real Denver Nuggets fan. I was like, well, that's a nice week and a half. It's a nice, nice, fun time where I got to be a part of the Nuggets family again before they kicked me out for life.
You're back in.
The Adams family really welcomes you in always.
The DNVR people are different. So I'm going to be in here with our fam, and I'm going to enjoy the Nuggets going forward. And I'm all in. I'm with Eric here. But there was an irony that, like, 3 days after, I was like, man, finally feels good to just be a Nuggets fan again. And I was like, oh, right. This is why this was so hard to get back.
The funny thing about that is that, like, that would be if Kale just put out a graphic or whatever, like, from the DNVR account, and everyone was like, this is clearly deep-seated hatred towards you. Like, right. No, there's just like an idiot that made a graphic. Like, it's really not like that big of a thing.
Right.
We've got another comment here saying, I'm not thankful for weekly blood pressure issues the Broncos give me. Oh, these close games. You feel it with the Nuggets. You feel it with the Broncos.
I don't think it's the close games that are giving her blood pressure issues with the Broncos.
Oh, because I feel like we almost had a heart attack that late win that they almost lost. What game was that? I don't even remember. I was standing on the couch.
Yeah, that was that was the Chargers game, and that game was awesome.
But that was you felt like you were going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, it was the most alive I've felt watching the Broncos in a long time.
I feel I have to check myself
for a pulse like three quarters of the way for the game. I'm like, wait, am I still alive? Oh, okay.
Drew, what are you least thankful for when it comes to the MLB or the Rockies? I feel like fans would have a lot.
I was going to say, is this going to be the rest of the podcast?
You can say the MLB. You can say can we leave
the Rockies out of it for just...
Yeah.
Let's talk about
the Astros. Let's see if AJ's watching.
Well, and you know, I've said my piece on that. Like, Major League Baseball... First of all, needs a new commissioner. Stop running away from yourself. Stop trying to not be baseball. Baseball fans like baseball. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I feel like I'm living in a fun house. It is the weirdest, like, to have an MLB commissioner who cares more about shaving 5 minutes off of the average runtime of a ball game than he does about whether or not people are cheating or, you know, Eric's over here talking about the NBA, man, they promote their stars way too much. And I'm like, could MLB promote a star? Anyone listening to this right now who isn't a baseball fan, pick Mike Trout out of a lineup.
Eagles fans could, because he's a big Eagles fan.
Yeah. So the thing I'm least thankful for in the world of baseball is MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, who somehow manages to get worse and worse and worse by the day.
Oh, the puppy! That's what we're thankful for.
I can hear Eric's phone vibrate every time we get a new order in the DNVR locker.
Look at that. Look at this comment right here, Drew.
Mom's on board. It's just
Drew's mom is watching and she is on board. That is what she's least thankful for.
It's and beyond that, it's like the economics of baseball. We have all gotten one of the things that's most frustrating about my job is trying to point out that I cover a team that is the underdog, the little guy, the runt by design. And people want to ignore that. Like, yeah, Drew, why can't they just, we just want them to win though. It's like the Dodgers have a $2 billion television deal. They have a merchandise deal. You know how many people in Tokyo and Moscow and Munich are walking around in Yankees and Dodgers and Cubs jerseys versus how many of them are walking around in Rockies jerseys? The unequal balance of the game of baseball, I feel like, is this thing that we've all just kind of accepted and we just don't talk about anymore because it's like, well, yeah, of course the Dodgers have won their division 7 years in a row. They're an institution. It's like, that's not good for any sport. And as much as people want to make that about the inability of other teams to build and compete, and it's like, you're just not at a fair, no salary cap, you know, they don't have rules that are built to help for parity. You have the same handful of teams. Before the second wild card was introduced, throughout my lifetime, it was about 44% of the playoff spots were taken up by the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Dodgers, and the Braves. Five teams took up half the playoff spots. It's like, and it's barely gotten a little bit better. And so that's one of the things, like, instead of solving that problem, the commissioner of baseball is worried about putting clocks on things and saying, hey, why don't we just let everybody in the playoffs? Like, bro, the game isn't broken. It doesn't need to be fixed, but the economics are broken. The economics do need to be fixed. I saw a stat. This was 2 years ago, I think. They took the top 10 guys. I know. You knew this. The top 10 guys in terms of WAR in the game of baseball and the bottom 10 guys in terms of WAR in the game of baseball.
War is just the
stat, like in baseball.
No, we don't have time to go into war.
Wins above replacement.
It's very simple.
The stat that just measures you. It's the best we have to say who's the best 10, who's the worst 10. The best 10 players in baseball got played less than half than the worst 10 players, not guys who were bad or over, the worst 10, the bottom 10 guys in the game. That's solve that problem, man.
Yeah.
Something, what, Ryan?
Well, I wanted to add something that I'm not grateful for, and I have to apologize to Drew in advance for this because I'm opening up a small can of worms here.
No, we just said we're not bringing up the Rockies.
Is it specifically Drew you're not thankful for?
I don't often get a seat to be able to complain about these things publicly, so I'm going to. Do you know how, like, do you know how much you have to suck to not be... To not be that bad at your job, like actually, but to actively make a team less likable when you are the general manager, like that's what Jeff Breidich is doing to the Rockies, and it drives me nuts. I love the Rockies. I want to love the Rockies all the time, but it's not even that Jeff Breidich has been like extremely bad. Like he's definitely made some bad moves, but you know Drew could easily point out his accomplishments and say, look, it's not as bad as you think. The thing that sucks for me is that Jeff Breidich, like just the guy, sucks so much that he makes people want to root against him. And that is actively making the Rockies less liked by the average person in Denver. And that really grinds my gears.
Okay, something I'm thankful for.
Drew just stares at the camera, swallows his beer.
Okay, something I'm thankful for when it comes to the MLB is the Miami Marlins and Kim Ng becoming their general manager, because that is incredible. And that's something I wasn't sure we were going to see in 2020. So I am thankful for the MLB in that sense, taking this giant step in finally having a woman GM. But... that way we can spin it into a little bit of a positive before we move on.
It had to be the Marlins, right? The team that came in at the same time that we did, that has won two World Series, that is breaking glass ceilings. What have we done? They're removing brightly colored.
This in a positive.
For a team that's won two World Series, the Marlins have plenty of issues.
I was going to say, they're also by far like one of the worst organizations in pro sports.
And yet, they have their own man that goes to all sporting events wearing an orange jumpsuit. I mean, come on.
They do have their own man, I guess. I can't argue about that.
Okay.
Marlins man is actually on the short list of people I wouldn't want to replace Jeff Breidich. Like there's like a very short list of people that I'm not cool with replacing Jeff Breidich, and Marlins man sucks that much.
Hey guys, we've had several DNVR listeners switch over to Green Mountain Dental Group over the years and make them their permanent family dentist. They reach out and let us, if you do go, reach out and let us know. Lindsay, that read is very poorly worded. But anyways, if you go, definitely let us know, because honestly, going to a partner like Green Mountain Dental Group, who has been here since the very, very beginning, just means so much to us. Supporting them really helps us. So definitely check them out. I told you guys last week, I haven't planned my wisdom teeth. I feel like talking about my wisdom teeth appointment on this podcast keeps me accountable, because in my head I'm like, I haven't done that yet. But when I do, I will be going to Green Mountain Dental Group, and I'm so excited for a free Sonicare toothbrush, because you can get a free Sonicare toothbrush when you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam. That's it. That's all you got to do. Just schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam, and you will receive a free Sonicare toothbrush. It's only 15 minutes from downtown Denver, and they are truly an incredible partner. They treat you like family. So definitely check out Green Mountain Dental Group today. So Ryan, the Broncos take on the Saints this weekend, but had their facility closed today due to a few COVID cases. You guys did a podcast earlier today talking about the news, but give us the quick highlight version of that.
Yeah, obviously they had Jeff Driscoll go on the list yesterday on the COVID list. And then today it comes out that Deontay Spencer is also going on the list. If things stay right where they are, The game should still be good for Sunday. Obviously, now you have a very close eye on the Broncos. A couple more tests, and the game could definitely be in jeopardy, so we'll just keep an eye on that. Aside from that, it should be a really interesting game with the Saints starting, Taysom Hill at quarterback. I really think that Vic Fangio should be able to take the tape from last week and come up with a way to stop this offense. You know, when you're one-dimensional, Vic Fangio can really handle a team like that well. And, you know, you go back last year to the Tennessee Titans, who obviously ended up going on to the AFC Championship game after they made a change at quarterback. But before they made that change, they had Marcus Mariota at quarterback, former Heisman winner. And then, of course, they still had Derrick Henry. Well, knowing that they were going to be a one-dimensional run-first team, Vic Fangio was completely able to take the run away from them and shut them out entirely. Broncos won that game 16-0. So that's the kind of game plan I'm looking for tomorrow, is the Broncos to be able to put, or on Sunday, Broncos to be able to put out a game plan that takes away the run from Taysom Hill and the Saints. And once they do that, I think it's going to become a total and utter slop fest, because the Saints can also take away the run from the Broncos. And both of those are those two teams' strengths right now. So once both teams has their strengths taken away from them, it'll be interesting to see what these offenses are able to do. I think it's going to be a low scoring, grinded out slugfest.
Okay, the Broncos are +6 against the Saints, according to DraftKings Sportsbook right now. RK, are you taking that? How do you feel about that spread?
I think the 6 is just too much, because, like I said, I think it's going to be really low scoring. I think a field goal ends up deciding this game late. A couple big plays here and there will lead to points, but I don't think there's going to be that much scoring done. I could be completely wrong, but that's my thought on it.
Drew, are you taking it? How do you feel about the spread?
I think I'm following RK on this one. I've been a little overreactive, like a lot of people have, to a lot of the negative things that have happened to the Broncos. It's easy to get in that, you know, domino effect, like everything is just going terrible, therefore everything will continue to be terrible. Got bit a little bit, so I'm gonna at least take them to cover. I like that.
All right, Rudo, how about you? You're muted.
Muted.
Rip. I'm gonna not know what to bet on, so I'll follow RK, and when he leads me to money, I'm gonna go order a DNVR hoodie, because we just ordered a bunch more.
Ooh,
and they're all back in stock right now.
Oh, something, a quick thing about so we have this camo hoodie for the people watching on the live stream, but we also have a zip-up hoodie, and something that's really cool about the zip-up hoodie that I feel like, Eric, we should have advertised a little more that I haven't seen, is you get to choose which color string you want. You have a black for your for the zip-up hoodie, you have a black string for the hood, or a white string, and you get to choose which one you want to keep and which one you don't want to. And I think that's a pretty cool feature. I was very confused when I grabbed mine and saw two just on one side, and was like, "Is this broken?" And then Lindsay explained it to me. So that's pretty awesome feature of the zip-up. Eric just nodded and then kind of laughed and then
we've
moved
praised
on.
Praised Eric enough for.
Eric is also
muted.
Oh, I had double mutes. I had my microphone was muted and my okay. So I didn't. I feel like you said all of the things that need to be said about that. That's true.
Oh, okay,
what
cool.
You just said is true.
But you got to understand, you weren't saying any words. You were just like.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, is that a good thing, a bad thing? Eric,
double muted.
How do you feel about that +6 spread? Are you taking it?
Broncos land is a confusing land in which to live these days. You really know what you're getting out of this team. Like, they can.
It's actually Broncos country.
He knows.
Unbelievable. Yes.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I thought we were being thankful among friends.
I know, I thought so too. So you just don't know what you're going to get. Like, I feel very positively about Drew Lock as a quarterback, like in his skill set and his demeanor and his ability to sort of like be that guy. And then I watch him throw passes 10 feet over wide open receivers' heads sometimes. And then I'm like, are my orange colored glasses so orange that I am not allowing myself to see what is true in front of me? But I mean, I really think that Drew Lock has it. Like, I think that there's something there with him. The Saints are a really good football team, but, and wait a minute, where is the game? Is it in Denver or?
Yes.
So that changes things like dramatically. Like you saw when the Dolphins, who were on an absolute heater, came into Denver, and they had to play in like a, I mean, the Saints are a dome team in the South. And like when you have to come play at altitude,
I'll see what the weather, you know, is going to be.
Many of them will be seeing snow for the first time in shadows and things. Not that it will necessarily affect the play, but like it's just a like different environment. So I think the Broncos might just outright win. I
think 43 and overcast on Sunday. So certainly not like being in a dome in the South.
Definitely not. And like that stuff means something. You saw Tua Tagovailoa come in, who was just lighting the world on fire, and he got benched because he couldn't stay here at altitude. So, and our defense stepped up in a way that was like with ferocity and with purpose in a way that we hadn't seen in a while, which is, you know, sort of been the hallmark of the team. So I don't know, I'm feeling good. I might be foolhardy here in Bronco land by myself, but
I can't believe Allie called you out for that, because we've literally never called out Allie for saying something wrong.
Well, I wasn't saying it like Bronco country. I mean, like I know.
Maybe because no one ever calls you out, you're not used to it like I am.
Wait, are you kidding?
You guys don't live in the state of Bronconia?
Are you asserting here that people don't call me out?
No, I was kidding, Eric. Clearly, you haven't understood any jokes today. Someone, when I was answering phones, when I was helping at the DMVR bar for takeout, which we do on the weekends, we had such an awesome turnout last weekend. So please order your wings, your chicken tenders. We'll have a bunch of incredible deals. So definitely check those out on Twitter or Instagram. But while I was answering phones, someone tweeted at me, if I call you and ask you how to pronounce the little thingies on the Avs or the Nordiques jerseys, will you say it? And I was like, I'll try, but I'll say it wrong.
Well, how do you say it? Fleur-de-lis.
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 Yeah, that's right. Does everybody have it? Like, is there an official Bronco country? Like, is it Avs?
No, it's Avs Nation.
It's Red Sox Nation in baseball, and other people try to pull this stuff off. Is that a thing?
For Rockies, it's really. Just Rockies Twitter.
No, it's Rock Nation.
We call it the Avs fam sometimes, like the DNVR fam a little bit. But
oh, Avs fam, I've heard that.
Avs fam is dope.
But you can get by with affixing nation to the end of any team,
nation.
With the exception of the Broncos. If you say, which I didn't put nation on the end. That's what the
that's
okay.
The you didn't cross the wrong right, line. Eric. I tried to get Rockyton to catch on, but nobody ever. Rocky,
Drew, very quickly. Yeah. Let's just talk about real quick the Rockies trade Jeff Hoffman, Case Williams to the Reds. For Robert Stephenson. Did I say that right?
No.
Damn. Stevenson. My brain. And Jameson Hanna. Did I say that one right? All right.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that trade?
All right.
Okay. Well, that was as short as we needed it.
Basically, right? No, I mean, if the Rockies make four more trades just like it, I'll actually feel pretty good about that bullpen. It's a smart thing. It's the kind of thing the Rockies should be doing. It's actually, again, if you can get past all the other things, all the emotion going on with the Rockies right now, get past the stuff RK was talking about earlier and just like kind of just take a look at the roster. And if you're thinking about, I sent out a tweet, I think this must've been a week ago or something like this. I've never seen Rockyton. I've never seen Rockyton more unified in their agreement over one thing. They want Jeff Breidich gone.
Gone.
But I've also never seen them more divided over what they actually want done with the roster. If you're of the opinion that this team needs to build, to tear down and rebuild and trade Trevor Story and Nolan Arenado before you lose them for nothing and let those guys go to teams that are going to treat them right and all that garbage that I can't stand and trade John Gray and Herman Marquez, do all that other stuff and build around the next group, then okay. But if you want this core to try to win again, if you think a team actually that's anchored by Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story, Charlie Blackmon, and the best rotation the team has ever had in its history, K can maybe take one more swing at this thing than acquiring a guy like Robert Stevenson for a project who's never panned out like Jeff Hoffman is a really, really good. I said the other day on the podcast, it's not a great trade. It's a good trade for the Rockies. And like I said a minute ago, they make several more of these, then they're in business.
There we go. Here is the trophy that the KBO gets.
Not the greatest thing you've ever seen in your life? Why are American sports so boring?
Yeah.
Sword for the listeners of the podcast.
I feel like Dino Nation didn't come at us strong enough because I had thought that
it's Dino Country.
Oh, sorry. Dino Land would make more sense.
Dino Land.
I thought all you Dinos fans were going to come at us heavy after the Dinos won the Korean series. But, you know, I appreciate you going easy on me as my LG Twins heartbreak really set in.
How do my beloved Samsung Lions? Not that I don't know, but just for the listenership at home.
Not something you're thankful for.
Okay, I'm going to finish off this podcast because you know what? It's been a bit off the rails, but hey, we kept it to under an hour. Probably going to go an hour and 1 minute because first I got to say. What I'm most thankful for about every single person here, really quickly, Rudo. I'm so thankful for Rudo. All of our abs videos when we record them are so much fun. Best co-producer on the draft shows. So much fun. Laughs at me as I mispronounce every single possible word. Ryan, there's a lot that I'm very thankful for you for. Very thankful for Ryan in general as a human. Eric, you do so much work, and I'm so thankful for I could just message you at 2 a.m. being like, hi, we need something, and you're like, all right, let me get it done. You're an awesome human. So thankful for you. Drew, I'm thankful for you because you know what? You're a positive light in a sea of darkness when it comes to the Rockies. You're also always down to do...
That should be the new name for instead of Rockies Country, just call it the Sea of Darkness.
You're World always fuck,
Sea of Darkness.
You're always down to do TDSP, which I'm so thankful for. And you
I
know
like
what?
This show. This is a good show.
You love Star Wars, and we always agree that AJ sucks on his Star Wars takes. And I'm just so thankful for everyone I work for and work with, and everyone who listens to the show. Thank you so much. Like I said at the beginning, we wouldn't be here without you guys. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Go check out our Cyber Weekend deal, Cyber Monday, because they are incredible. And like Rudo just said, we restocked on a bunch of stuff. So go check it out before we sell out once again. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.